When we got to Murmansk, we only stayed there a short time, and then we headed on up into the White Sea. Well, as we started sailing the White Sea, it was frozen over. And this old Liberty ship, although we were going full speed ahead, we got in, hit all that ice, and the ship would cut through it fine. But after so many miles, we went, could have gone 2 or 3 miles, but it gradually just came to a stop. It wouldn't move. At that time, we had to wait for an icebreaker.
And were you just stranded in the middle of the
ocean? Yeah, we were in the middle of the White Sea.
Wow.
And it wasn't unexpected. They knew that the ships couldn't go through it, but they could go through it to a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, you could back up, and you could try it again, and you could go a few miles, but you just couldn't make any progress through that ice. And I don't know, it seemed like it was only about 3 or 4 inches thick, but the whole sea was frozen. And so we got an icebreaker, and they, around the White Sea, they had several ports. And we went into one place, and on this ship, we were loaded with armor and with locomotives. We had a couple of at least 2 steam locomotives, like you used to see here on the railroad, mm-hmm. which you don't see anymore. They're all diesel now.
Yeah.
But those, in those days, those were steam locomotives, and they were on deck. And so we went to this one place where they unloaded the locomotives. They had the equipment to do it. And then from there, we proceeded on up to Archangel, as we called it. Some people call it Archangle. And then we went right on by Archangel and up that river that goes by there. And I don't remember the name of the river. But we went on to a little place called Bakaritsa. I remember it because it had my name, Bakaritsa. And there we docked,